I once had a servant, as other maids have, that pretended to love me, but he proved a knave. He thought by his tricks to overcome me, but I was as cunning and crafty as he. His tongue was so tipped with temptations that I, out of his presence or sight, could not lie. He called me his honey, his duck, and his dear, but now his words to me he doth them forswear. But now I am free from him, I'm glad in my heart. It's never be said I will mourn when we part. But unto all maids now the truth I will show, to take heed of false young men wherever they go. In the first place take heed, and beware what I say, for when you are bound, they'll force you to obey. Ne'er trust a man that hath a red nose, before he'll want his liquor, he'll pawn your best clothes. There's Dick came and Harry, both Robin and Will, have showed themselves clowns, and so they'll be still. For Peter at dancing he put them all down, but John kissed the best of all men in the town. But though I did promise him and count him the best, yet he can dissemble as well as the rest. From 18 to 30 these young men I mind, loves a wench in a corner if they can them find. For this I'm resolved, and so I say still, there's not one amongst 20 but he doth prove ill. Search every city and town, you shan't see a man that proves constant and faithful to be. Though John of good mettle and counted so civil, at a frumpy kettle he'll fight with the devil. Or at long spoon and custard he's a right honest man, but I have forsook him, then love him who can. There's Bob, a good fellow, to give him his due, such a young man again I think there is but few. Yet with one disease he is troubled, I smell, if he met with a wench he can't kiss her but tell. Also came the tailor and the weaver I discern, the one is for shreds, the other's for yarn. These two boon companion work hard I do see, and they're striving which of them the best thief will be. Last Valentine's Day I met with my dear. He took me by the hand and led me to the fair. He gave me fine fairings, to kiss me was bold, but at last I do give him the dog for to hold. His eloquent speeches could do him no good, I can give him fair words, and then leave it the mud. He talked of deep learning, but I did him tell he went to school in some bottomless well. The world nowadays, it is come to that pass that every boy now doth look for a lass. There's bacon-faced Harry as short as my thumb. All arse and nobody sing come pudding come. These young men and more of them which I could name, two wrong pretty maidens, they think it no shame. But what should we speak on? It oft has been tried that honest young men they cannot abide. Thus, maids, have I told you some part of my mind, how 'tis very hard a good husband to find. Though my love hath left me to grieve, I ne'er shall. If the rest prove no better, old Nick, take them all.